Hello, today is April 17th, 2024, and today we have the Knight of Cups. This card flew out of the deck before I'd finished shuffling, typical of the Knight of Cups to make a memorable entrance. The Knight of Cups wears a pair of wings on his or her helmet and another on his heels, as does the Greek god Hermes, the messenger. This knight carries no sword or club, but rather a gold cup, cups representing hearts in the cards. This romantic knight is extending an offer of love. All four knights hold the element of fire, but the Knight of Cups is of the emotional suit of water, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. They are difficult elements to balance or combine, but of course they do. First the water heats up, then comes to a boil, then we get steam, and eventually the steam dissipates and the water boils away. This is a clue as to the romantic personality of the Knight of Cups, more in love with romance and the idea of love than the earthly realities of love. In Arabic, there are many words for many kinds of love, but in English, we have only one. The Knight of Cups knows how to woo. Poetry, flattery, music, flowers. His horse holds one foreleg up as if in a dance position. He is posing under a clear blue sky, this knight in shining armor. It's hard not to stare. On the card, he seems to have come in from the left, a dry desert landscape, and now before him is a blue river over which he must cross. We see mountains and trees on the other side of the river, but the knight is undaunted. Ain't no river deep enough, ain't no mountain high enough to keep him from this great love. He can be bringing a proposal or peace offering. He wears no gloves. His hands are bare. He is vulnerable. His overgarment is patterned with red fish in blue waves. He is going with the flow of his or her emotions, following his heart. It is lovely, very romantic. But this knight often puts that tender heart at risk. His idea of a perfect love, if such a thing exists, may have him on his horse wandering and searching for a very long time until he matures into a king, which, of course, he or she may never achieve. Nonetheless, he does come in peace, and a little romance never hurt anybody.